Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Personal opinion alert coming up, okay? Don't take it as gospel. Paul White's personal opinion. I don't know that that means anything, but I'm going to give that disclaimer. I think James the Apostle's greatest contribution to the New Testament is not his book. It's not his leadership of the early church. I think his greatest contribution to the New Testament is his revelation of Amos chapter 9, verse 11, in which he declares, and he does so at the Jerusalem Council, in the middle of the 15th chapter of Acts, during a debate on whether or not Gentiles should keep the law and be circumcised. He exposes a revelation of Amos 9. I want to read the Acts version in Acts 15, 16. After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. Now, that's the Acts version. It's very similar in the Amos version. He's taking this from Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. There is a little bit of change in the translation. That's probably because what we're reading in the Old Testament is Hebrew to English. However, what the early apostles were used to using was the Septuagint, which was Hebrew to Greek. They were using a Greek translation of the Old Testament. Therefore, you're going to see a change occasionally in phrasing and in words, but the spirit of it, of course, is going to remain the same. In order to really find out what James is bringing out, however, I'd like to go back to Amos 9 and read a little context, because the 9th chapter of Amos is the Lord is standing by the altar in the temple, and he speaks to the prophet Amos and says, "Strike the doorposts so that the thresholds may shake." And he then begins to go through what he's going to do to his own people. He says Israel is like the people of Ethiopia to him. He brought them up out of the land of Egypt. However, they're a sinful kingdom, verse 8 of Amos 9. He says he's going to destroy them from the face of the earth, but not utterly, not completely. Verse 9 of chapter 9, "For surely I'll command and sift the house of Israel among the nations as grain sifted in a sieve, and yet not the smallest grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, who say the calamity shall not overtake nor confront us." That's the verse leading into James's quote, which is Amos 9:11. "On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David." And the word tabernacle, the classic Hebrew word is booth, but it's a figure of that tabernacle that all of Israel knew from Moses. "The tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages," literally wall up the area of breach, "raise up its ruins, rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom." The Septuagint there says mankind. "So all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does this thing." Now, what in the world is the tabernacle of David? We'll deal with that tomorrow. For today, I want you to notice that the early church is anticipating a massive judgment against Israel based upon the fact that James uses this text from Amos 9. "On that day, I'll raise up the tabernacle." They are anticipating a day of judgment coming from God. We've ministered on this many times, and they saw it in AD 70, the days of vengeance. But they knew that the timing was right for the tabernacle of David. If we can determine what that tabernacle is, we're going to figure out something about the gospel. We'll do that tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.